This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, so let's go to Rich Mulholland. It's time for us to check in with him. And Rich, good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I feel like I haven't spoken to you in months.
No, it has been a while.
How are you, man? Good. What's news?
Well, I've been traveling a lot and off again soon. So that's the main news, and I guess partially the topic of what I wanted to talk about today.
Sure.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm doing a video on this, but I wanted to chat about it here first. It's one of my more positive, cheesy ones. So
all right.
Be warned.
No, I like that. But, you know, it's occasionally because we don't want people to start thinking that you're a cynic or anything.
Yeah, I hate it. It was starting to ruin my Sundays. I was going, you know, every Sunday afternoon, I was trying to think of something that I'm angry about. It's not the best way to start the week.
All right.
Anyway, so I was flying a few weeks ago. I was doing a small speaking tour in the US, and I was flying on the Tuesday night. I landed on the Wednesday morning in London to board my flight to New York. I would have been landing in New York Wednesday midday and speaking at 5 p.m. And when I landed in London, there was a snowstorm in New York City and all the flights had been canceled.
Right.
So I was going to miss my first gig, and I was so stressed. And I was sitting on a plane thinking, because I got the SMS as I turned on my plane when I landed. I was thinking, oh, crap, what am I going to do? And I do this thing every morning where I kind of decide on a new day's resolution. And I was thinking about it, and I thought, okay, I'm not going to stress about this. Today is going to be a zero stress day. I've decided that there's nothing that stress is going to do to help. So I am refusing to stress about a single thing today. And that's what I did. It was the most unbelievable thing. I went to the counter and I stood there, and this guy said to me, no, sorry, this is what's happened. All the flights are canceled. So I messaged my assistant and I explained to her what went on and to please contact the client. And then I waited in the line and got my, they booked me on another flight that would get me there later, but the same day, but like midnight. And I had to wait in that queue for the other airline to get it. So I waited there, and it was long. It was like at least an hour. And then just when I was about four people away from the front, they announced that they'd canceled their flight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I had to go to the original queue again. And I went back to the original queue, and by now everyone's shouting and screaming at these people. And I took out this meditation app, and I did this weird standing meditation in the queue. I must have looked like a – and I just stood there, and I kind of smiled at myself. Then I get to the front of the counter, and it was the same guy who'd helped me in the first place. And I said to him what's happened, and he was apologizing. I said, dude, don't apologize to me. There's absolutely nothing. I appreciate it. It's hard. Anyway, so then he got up from his table and he started running around to all the other airlines, trying to find me a seat in somebody else's plane. Eventually got me, I did nothing. He was just kind of running, trying to sort it out.
Yes.
Got me a plane to DC. And here's what happened is that I eventually, like a couple of hours later, I got onto a plane to Washington. The next day I got a bus to New York City. And the client understood, obviously, I mean, every school was closed in New York, every train, every bus, everything. So they completely understood. They moved the gig to the next day. Nobody was upset. Everyone was worried and thankful about me. And what I realized is I could have decided to be stressed that day. That stress is absolutely a decision.
Yes.
This was me missing a speaking gig. Somebody had paid me to fly halfway across the world, and I wasn't going to make it. But stressing about it would have done absolutely nothing to help. It was a zero help emotion.
In fact, standing in that queue doing your meditation while all these other people were losing their minds around you must have felt very good. It must have felt like, wow, I don't have to get myself dirty in all of this craziness and chaos and anger and madness. I can just stay apart from it.
I mean, that was exactly kind of what was going through my head is how can you. And then, of course, you start observing the situation as an outsider. So when I was stressed and upset, if I was standing in that queue, I would have been, one of the masses of people, like getting irritated with this bullshit of the flights. But of course, logically, what are we talking about here? Like a snowstorm caused planes to be canceled. How can shouting at somebody in London Heathrow Airport? So then you start seeing them for what they are. And then, like, you actually start, I wanted to even... Then I started getting stressed about the people, getting stressed with the people. But then I realized, well, I made it to a zero stress day. So I'm not even going to get irritated by them. This is their shit. I'm not going to carry their bags for them. I'm not going to let any part of their stress and emotion go into mine. But since then, it's been such a realization for me that when I start getting stressed about things, I just tell myself that stress is a decision. It's not something that like, oh, this is stressful. It is, right. I am making this stressful. And it's a purely and utterly a decision. And I've been able to turn it on and off like a switch. I've been able to, when there's a situation that I may find stressful for any particular reason, I simply remind myself that stress is a decision and I'm actually able to turn it off. And I can't believe that it's taken me 43 years to figure this shit out.
Okay,
to figure out that it's an emotion you can turn off and you can rather choose rationality.
Rich, this is great. It's an epiphany, but people want to know practical ways to make this happen, because when you're in that situation, you've got a commitment that you've been, you know, excited to do, or that you're stressed about and that you're worried about, and then things get in the way and flights are canceled and, you know, you hit a pothole or something. People need to know how to bring themselves out of that, because it's all good and well. You've taken how many 40 something years to figure this out. Help us short circuit this so that we can get there immediately. What is the app? What was the thinking? How do you actually stop yourself from being caught up in everybody else's craziness?
So I think I actually announced it originally here last year, and I challenged you guys, and I've done it every single day since then, is that I knew my New Year's resolution was going to fail. And so I decided to try and change the rules and to build failure into it. So I started a thing called doing a new day's resolution. And if I can get through 5 new day resolutions in a week out of the 7, then I count the week as a win. If I can get through 3 weeks in a month, I count the month as a win. And if I'll get through 10 months of the year, I'll count the year as a win. So far, by the way, I've only missed 2 weeks. I've had 2 failed weeks this year, and it's week 14 ended yesterday. And so what's happened is I've built a practice out of focusing on something for the day. And as soon as I've started doing that, as soon as I've started practicing, focusing something, eat this many calories, get to inbox zero, don't stress, whatever, I've become quite mindful of it. And it becomes a very front of mind thing for me for the rest of the day, just because I decided when I woke up that that's what it's going to be. So I became every day I am intentional about something. Right? Every day there is a goal, a victory condition, and every night or every following morning at least, I mark off whether I did that right or not. And that's just it. I mean, I wish I could say there was some amazing I've simply turned a daily victory into a habit. I've given myself a challenge for the day, and as such, I forced my brain to say, oh, what am I trying to do today? Oh, you're trying to drink 2.5 liters of water. Cool. Order water. And these are the kind of things that I've done. And it was because of this that I was able to, because I've programmed my brain to keep my daily task front of mind, that I found it easy. But there's nothing with regards to the specifics of the stress thing. It didn't take anything else. It didn't take anything else other than, I guess, also understanding that stress wouldn't help. Knowing that if I was stressed about the situation, it would not make the snow go away. It would not get me to New York faster. And if anything, it would frazzle my brain more and I would make bad decisions. And as soon as I understood that, then I just decided not to. And I can't believe that. But bear in mind, though, I think there are situations where stress is good. You know, if you're getting chased by a wild animal, be stressed, you know, run the fuck away. You know, it's not like, stress is a survival mechanism, I guess, to some degree. But for most things that we are facing today, they're not life and death, and they're not situations that can be improved by adding stress.
I love it. That's really useful advice. Thank you, Rich. It's nice sometimes to for you and I not to get pissed off about things and to actually add some value. Thanks, man.
Awesome. Thanks, dude.
Cool. Rich Mulholland, thank you. The Reality Check, Mondays.
This is CliffCentral.com.